Nuts to You by Lynn Ray Perkins. Author's note. One mild day in early November, I took my lunch down to the Waterwheel Park. I had been scribbling away on a project, so it was mid-afternoon by the time I got there. As I sat down on the bench, a few kids wandered through the park on their way home from school. They stopped to drop sticks into the stream above the water wheel, then ran around to watch them fly off on the other side. I waved to Rose, who was walking someone's dog down the alley below the park. A couple of high school boys pulled up in a car and headed for the tennis court. Soon, I heard the pick-pock of the tennis ball, interspersed with shouts of the score. Some birds were excited about the wild grapes hanging in thick clusters from their vines, which were supported by a different kind of bush that had tiny red berries that I would certainly not eat without finding out first what they were. They didn't look that tasty anyway, but they were pretty. Squirrels raced to and fro, the way squirrels do. I was watching the carefree squirrels when, all at once, one of them jumped onto the end of the bench where I was sitting and looked with interest at me, and then, meaningfully, at my sandwich. Quite calmly, he stepped closer. That's bold, I thought. A little too bold. I tore off a bit of my sandwich, and I was about to chuck it as far as I could, figuring he would take off after it, when he spoke. Please don't throw it, he said. Would you mind just setting it down on the bench? I'm not as spry as I once was. While I was gathering my wits, he sniffed the air and spoke again. It's peanut butter, isn't it? I nodded. I didn't speak. I have not reached the point of talking to squirrels, I thought to myself. Not yet. But I did set the piece of sandwich down on the bench between us. The squirrel took it up and nibbled. He closed his eyes, as if savoring the taste. I love this stuff, he said. I love the taste of it. And the chunks. I'm glad it's the chunky kind. You speak, I said. Human. English. Are you sure you're not speaking squirrel, he asked. Straight-faced. Deadpan. And then he laughed. Yes, he said, I do. I am an old squirrel, and I have lived for many years in the vicinity of humans. We have shared homes. One picks things up. Habits. Language. He took another nibble. What I love most about peanut butter, he said, is how it transports me to my youth. The first taste always takes me back to the very first time I had it. For an instant, I am young again, and strong, and probably foolish. He bit. He chewed and swallowed. It was just after a great adventure, he said. That made it taste even better. It always does, don't you find? Oh, yes, I said. Always. I tried to think whether I had ever had a great adventure. I decided that I had. It's all how you look at it. I took a bite of my sandwich and tore off another piece for the squirrel. Still working on the first bit, he nodded his thanks. It was just this time of year, too, he said. He seemed to want to talk about it. I glanced around the park. Everyone had gone. No kids, no dogs or dog walkers, no high school boys playing tennis, no birds, no squirrels, except for this one. So what happened? I asked. What was your great adventure? He cleared his throat. Amid the thick and intertwining boughs, among the limbs, branches, and leafy twigs of our grove, he began, the buzz paths ran. He said this as if he had said it many times before. He spoke formally, almost as if he were reciting a poem. Actually, he said then in his normal voice, I think I'll start with the wolf this time.